I'm Mike and Scott, and this piece is part of the Pulse's special episode, Science and the 4th of July. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Science shaped the thinking of the men who wrote the Declaration of Independence, and it also brings us many of the things we love about this holiday. For example, fireworks. How do they work? Liz Reed answers that burning question.
Matt Klein, who's 43, is a chemical engineering lab instructor at Carnegie Mellon University, but he's been playing with explosives since he was a kid, growing up in the Cincinnati suburbs.
We were kind of feral kids. certainly there was no helicoptering parents.
The youngest of four children, Matt had some freedom while his parents were busy dealing with his older siblings. To fill the time, he did odd jobs and reinvested his earnings.
You know, I would mow lawns in the summer and would take the money that I would earn and go down to the drugstore. And for a dollar, you could buy a bottle of zinc powder, and for 79 cents, flowers of sulfur. And for $1.29, you could get a bottle of potassium nitrate.
Matt says with those three items, he created a mixture that would burn slowly and fill the entire vacant lot behind his house with smoke. Through his experiments and with the encouragement of his science teacher, Matt learned the basics of how to make stuff catch fire.
You have to have a fuel and an oxidizer and a source of ignition.
For the next step, to make something explode, you just have to house the fire inside of a container. By the time he was in eighth grade, Matt was making small explosives in a supervised way at school and making homemade rockets in an unsupervised way out of school.
If you can make rockets on your own and you have some ability to make things blow up a little bit, you're most of the way towards thinking about making fireworks, right? I'm going to shoot this thing up and I'm going to get it to blow up and hopefully make color.
The anatomy of a firework is actually fairly simple. The main component is a ball, maybe 6 inches in diameter. The outer shell is made of something that catches fire easily, like paper. To create that starburst look, the outer ball is packed with smaller components called stars, each designed to burn with a certain color and brightness.
And when I have those, I'll arrange them and structure them in a way such that when they go up and explode, they're going to be distributed in the sky a certain way.
Different chemicals serve different purposes. Some are there just to provide oxygen. Some are there to act as fuel. Some do both. Other chemicals make colors. Strontium nitrate makes things burn red. Copper burns blue. Once assembled, you put the ball of chemical materials into a mortar, a tube to shoot it out of.
So you launch the thing up into the sky, and you have to have fuses or some sort of time delay that is burning the whole time.
When the fuse burns down, the firework explodes, sending those little flaming balls out into the sky. Matt's amateur pyrotechnics career was cut short when he was a freshman in high school. He and a friend accidentally exploded a metal carbon dioxide cartridge, sending shrapnel into his stomach, hands, and head.
When I came out of surgery and my dad had arrived at the hospital, he had a pack of sparklers. And basically what he told me was, don't play with anything more dangerous than this until you really know what you're doing. And that got me started down a path of chemistry.
Matt doesn't build explosives at home anymore, but he does have a stash of explosive materials in the lab at Carnegie Mellon. He climbs up onto a chair and starts rummaging around in a high cabinet.
There's some stuff up here I didn't remember that we had.
Matt grabs a few more bottles.
All right, this is enough for us to take up to play with.
And we carry the tray of chemicals to a back room to light them on fire. These days, it's safety first, so Matt sets everything up behind a protective chemistry hood, and we both put on plastic safety glasses. He grabs the flash powder, pretty much the same mixture he was making with drugstore ingredients back in eighth grade, and spoons a small amount on top of a metal coil, then turns on the power supply to heat up the coil.
And there we go. So did you see that red color? That red color and the sparkliness, that's the strontium nitrate that's giving that red. If we did not have that salt in there, we would have no red color.
Next, we try gunpowder.
All right, are your eyes covered?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Nice. That little thump noise, I never get tired of that.